Hello and welcome to a little pocket of stretch, a pocket to find some ease and relaxation, some space inside of your body. Whether you're using this as a tool before an online nidra practice, maybe you're going to pair it with some breath work, feel free to tune into one of those videos. Or maybe you're just looking for a few mindful moments to get into the body, to calm the nervous system, right? To shift out of fight or flight, doing action, crossing things off the to-do lists, to find some stillness, rest, restoration, rest and digest, yes? One of my absolute favorites. I know quite a few of you really resonate with this one. Legs up the wall. So grabbing any props if you'd like them, maybe something for the back of your head or underneath of your tail, your low back. And you're going to find some wall space, or maybe if your bed is high enough, you can do this at the foot or side of your bed. I have a dresser drawer. It just is the space for me. And what you're going to do mindfully and slowly is just sit down, so bum to the earth, and you're going to plant your palms to the side of you and just slide your body, send your bum to the wall. So that space where the wall and the floor, or bed and floor, dresser and floor meets. Yeah. From here, really slowly, you're going to lay down on your back and slide your legs up the wall. So you're going to turn into a capital L with your body, right? Now, I am going to toss gently all kinds of suggestions to you. So feel free to try them all. Take what you need. You're going to find that sweet spot, that just right, and then you can sink into it and just let my voice fade into the background. So many suggestions. Tune into your body and what you need. You could plant your feet on the wall and just push your body away from it. Maybe being completely flush to the wall doesn't make sense for you. Maybe you want to have 2 to 4 inches between your bum, your tailbone, and the wall. You can push yourself away from it a little bit. You can have your legs straight up, this capital L, right? So maybe your heels are touching the wall and your soles are facing the sky. If you feel that it's difficult to keep your legs up and together, maybe you grab a belt or even the strap of your house coat and just tie a little bow. Tie your ankles, your shins, your calves, your low legs together just for a little added support and stability here. Or maybe you feel comfortable and called to simply hook one ankle over the other, or cross one foot, one leg over the other to kind of secure you into place here with legs long and up. You could have a little bend in the knees and even plant the feet on the wall, or maybe just slightly bent knees and your heels graze the wall, toes facing up slightly. Maybe you have a generous bend in the knees, almost sending your knees towards your armpits and then planting the soles of the feet really wide on the wall. So it's almost like, you know, you're hugging into a little ball almost. The legs are closer to the ground as opposed to way up towards the ceiling. You can stay here, knees wide and bent, feet planted on the wall like you're going to walk up it. Let the feet and let the legs sort of be heavy, yeah? Surrendering down into the ground with gravity. You could, now we've done this many times on our backs, Supta Baddha Konasana in the legs, reclined butterfly. Maybe you slide the soles of your feet together and then slide your feet, your heels, close down to your pubis, your pubic bone, your tailbone, the earth, The knees flop open to the sides. Knees moving towards armpits and towards the floor. A really nice opening for the groin, the hip flexors, even into the pelvic area. Staying with this stretch, but maybe just intensifying it a little bit. Maybe instead of this capital L, your legs turn into a wide V shape. So maybe you start with legs up and then slide the heels, the calves, the backs of the thighs open to either side. So your right foot lands off to the right, left foot to the left. A big, wide open V shape in the legs. Really deep stretch through the groin, the inner thighs, the hip flexors, the psoas. Maybe you pause here. So tune in, play around with what feels good and right for you. And tune in to the back of your torso. Make sure your low back is connected to the ground, not rising up off of it. No impingement in the low back. Anchor tail down, scoop the pelvis. So if there were 6 inches between the tops of your hips and your bottom ribs, try and make it 5. That little cinching, that closing of the space in the low belly so that the low back is as connected to the earth as mid back and upper back. Shoulders are relaxed down away from the ears. Spread your back body really broad. Feel it flow like water onto the support of the earth. Collarbones open and soft, lungs and belly too. Maybe a tuck of the chin to find even more length in the spine, space between every vertebra. Even inhaling, send breath in between every space, between the vertebra. Let your head be so heavy. Arms can be out to the sides, away from the body, palms up or down, fingers curled, relaxed. Maybe hands come to the body, to the hips, the belly, the heart. Maybe arms overhead. You can grab opposite wrists, or maybe just let the backs of the arms and hands rest, elbows bent, a little bit of a heart opener, chest expansion. Again, maybe you have something soft for under your head or under your tail. We don't want to feel like we're digging into the earth, whether we're stretching or within the depths of our practice, right? We want to feel supported, always warm, maybe even a blanket to go over your torso and your shoulders. Relax, maybe close down the eyes if they aren't already. Frig, you could grab your eye mask or eye pillow. Cover the eyes, unhinge the jaw, feel the eyes settle into their sockets. Take any little wiggles or squiggles, adjustments, settle down and in. And feel this reset, legs up the wall, whatever version you are in, is so great to reset the circulatory system, our autonomic nervous system. Great for digestion, blood flow, our, what else, my goodness, it's heart health, right? It sends blood back into the heart. If you have high blood pressure, even low blood pressure, this is great to regulate that. Great for our lymphatic system, right? All that fluid that tends to pool in our feet. We're standing all day, we're not walking on our hands all day. A real reset. And in this position, the body responds very quickly because you are told, you are cued, I do not need to run away, right? How easy would it be right now to get up and run? It would take you a moment. So this physical cue to the body, while my legs are up, I'm supported in this safe position. I don't need to run anywhere. This is a message instantly to the nervous system to calm down. To regulate, rejuvenate, to heal on so many different levels. and just breathing here. Letting the breath be effortless, not needing to control or manipulate anything. If you feel called to deepen the breath, if that would nourish you, feel free breathing into the low belly, the pubis, right, that pubic area, the mid belly, upper belly, the ribs, the lungs, the chest, collarbones, throat, forehead, through crown, whole body being breathed. Noticing what you're feeling in your body, any sensations flowing, rippling, pulsing. Notice your body being breathed. Any thoughts, let them be there, let them come and go, detached, simply witnessing your experience in this moment. Letting go of everything that has passed, releasing any attachment to anything that has not already arrived. Just be here. A gift, a moment to recalibrate, to be with yourself. Notice what you're feeling and sink back into this space. Simply breathe and simply be. I'll leave you with sensation, with energy, with pulses, with breath. A few moments. But know that I am right here with you, holding this space intentionally for you and with you now. Can you let go in the body even more? Are there any areas of gripping or holding that you now feel able and capable to address and soften, fragment or break up a little? Breathing into these areas, and on the exhale, a sweeping, a releasing, a letting go. Feel free to allow my voice to fade into the background if you are not done here. Your body will tell you. If you do feel ready to come out of this very slowly and mindfully, you can, wherever you are, whether you bring the legs back up to straight-ish, maybe you unhook the feet, loosen the strap around your shins and calves. Just coming into your version of that capital L. Back body is heavy. No need to grip anywhere. We're just easing out of it. From here, everybody can bend the knees a lot. Plant the feet onto the wall, like you're sitting in a chair or about to walk up the wall. Hands come palms down to the earth. Maybe create little suction cups with the hands, turn on the arms. You can push into the hands as you push into the feet, just to push your body away from the wall, the bed, the dresser. Yeah. And then just hug your knees in towards your chest. Maybe you give a little rock, a little roll, some intuitive movement. And when you're ready, you can roll over onto your side. Maybe you want to pause here. Just breathe a few breaths. Let the earth catch and carry you, cradle you. And whenever you're ready, no rush. Create your own pace, yeah, your momentum. And you can plant the palms and really slowly curling up the staircase of the spine, just coming to a tall seat on shins or cross-legged. to pause. Find a tall spine, relaxed shoulders, open heart, open belly, open mind. Close down the eyes. Curl the corners of the lips upwards towards each ear. Yogic for smile, if you didn't figure that out. Yeah, I'm not mad. Notice how you feel. Again, maybe now you're going to tune into a breathwork video with me. Or maybe it's time to dive right into your nidra nest for an online nidra practice. Notice what you need. Become curious about what that is and then tend to it. One breath, one moment at a time. Coming back to this video to legs up anytime you feel the call to ground down, to level up, to reset and recharge. And however you're feeling in this moment, honor it. Take a big breath in. A big sigh, let it go. Enjoy your moment.